Thank you, Lord.
There is nothing more important in this journey, to be faithful to you, Lord, that day when we stand before you, we will rejoice because you found us faithful. You are the great I am. You are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. And it is our desire to please you. It is our desire to honor you. It is our desire to give you 100% of self, not to look to the right or to the left, but just be faithful to you every single day. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. Thank you because you have a mandate from God to guide us, to protect us, to lead us. And we ask you tonight that you will be the one that is going to protect us and to lead us into all truth. That at the last days, Lord, yes, at the last days, Father, that you will find us faithful. That's our heart's desire. And we thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this country where we live, for everything that you have done for us, for the protection, for the guidance, for the provision, for wholeness. We thank you, Lord. We thank you because we know that you are God, and beside you there is no other. So tonight, we ask you, Holy Spirit, to take control of everything that we're going to do. Every word that come out of my mouth, that it will be like a healing balm in our hearts, that our eyes will be open, that our ears will hear, that it will be clear in our minds, Father God, that in this time and this season, we need to be equipped and prepared to receive the blessings so we can pass on and do what you have called us to do. Almighty God of Israel, we bless you. We honor you. We give you praise. We thank you again and again for everything that you have done for us. Yes, we come before you with a grateful heart for the protection, for giving us more than we deserve, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to share with others. Thank you for everything, everything, Lord, everything that you have done, things that we don't even know, many times that you have saved us from harm. We just thank you, Lord. Yes, in the days ahead, we celebrate Thanksgiving, but we don't wait for Thanksgiving to give you thanks because we give you thanks 24/7. And we thank you. Thank you that we are able to thank you. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice. Yes, it doesn't matter the situation that we're going through, because we know that we serve a powerful and mighty God, the one that is in control of everything that exists. Everything that exists, you're in control, that no harm will come near our dwelling, that we are the head and not the tail, that we are above and never beneath, that we are more than conquerors, Lord. But we proclaim that, but do we believe it? Do we believe it? You want us to be a testimony to the world. Are we? We need to pray for this, those that are sick and they should be healed. Those that are oppressed by the enemy and they should be free. Father, Daniel 11:32 says, but the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. But the people who knows their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. And Lord, we thank you that that's where we are heading, Lord. We thank you because we believe by faith. We thank you because we will not allow the enemy to torture us, telling us that we are nothing because we are something. We were created by you. Yes, we were created by you at your image, Lord. Father, I thank you that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, your own special people, that you might proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. For we are the temple of the living God. And God says, I will dwell in them and I will walk among them. I will be their God and they shall be my people. Lord, I thank you that I know that if we make this your word, our life will never be the same. And it's not that we want to be different just to be different. It is because there are many people that are in need. And it is our responsibility to be there for them, to encourage them. But to do that, we need to believe what your word says, that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation. We thank you, Father God, that we were born to be royal, that we're not here to play religion, but to be a testimony for you, Lord. We are here to intercede, to govern, and to bless nations. We are the temple. We are the ark. We are the scrolls. We are God's temple. And God's spirit dwells in us. Yes, we know that we are the temple of God. And the Spirit of God dwells in us. We thank you, Lord. But Lord, it's not just to say it. It's to believe it, to know it, to be able to take a stand and say, no, enough is enough. We are your creation. We are perfect in you. And we thank you. Thank you for the miracles that are taking place tonight, Lord. Thank you for the miracle of life. Thank you for the miracle of a new life in us, Lord, that no longer we will allow the enemy to confuse us, but that we will know that we are a chosen generation, your chosen generation. Father God, thank you because you're faithful. You're always here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for saving us. Yes, thank you. Thank you. I pray for everyone that is listening, Lord. I don't know who they are, but you do. You know their needs. You know their situation. And I pray and I believe and I know that by the time that we finish this podcast, their life will be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. That the joy of the Lord overtake them. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. That clarity will come to their mind. That their eyes will be open and they will see what's going on, even in America, Lord, but around the world. Lord, thank you for discernment. Thank you. Thank you for wisdom. Thank you for allowing us to love everyone. Thank you for allowing us to help others. Because there is always provision for the vision. And the vision that is inside of us, you will always provide. We don't need to worry about it. We thank you, Lord, for being so good to us, so faithful. We pray for America. We pray for the president, Lord. Father God, even those that don't believe, know, they know that your hand is on the men of God. Yes. He has an anointing. You have anointed him as a king, a kingship anointing. Protect him, protect his family, Lord. Like you said that through this journey, when you come out of this transition, you will be a believer like no one. Because you said that, and we believe it, and we pray, and we agree, and we know that we know that we know that you're a God that don't lie. Lord, have mercy in New York. Father God. For years you've been saying that there's going to be judgment in New York. But Lord, I just ask you to have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy, Father God. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for every state, every continent, for the whole world. that your hand of mercy will fall on every place around the world. Mercy, mercy, mercy. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we give you praise. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise. There is none like you. There is none like you. Lord, we only have you. We only have you. We only have you. If you don't come through for us, we will all perish. Make us hungry, hungry of the things of God. Let the fire of God fall on us, that it will burn anything that it is not of you, but that we will be on fire for you, Lord, every single day. Every single day, let the fire of the Holy Spirit overtake our lives. In Jesus' name, Father, we give you the praise. We give you the praise, Lord. We give you the praise. Yes, we give you the praise. And our prayer, that day when we stand before you, Lord, you will find us worthy. That you will find us worthy. That you will find us worthy, worthy, worthy. In Jesus' name, Lord, let the Spirit of peace fall on each one of us today, Lord. Let the Spirit of joy overtake us. Let God arise. Let God arise, and our enemies be scattered. In the name of Jesus, let God arise. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.